if your 18-wheeler, I could fit it up and go, we wouldn't have to worry about number one life. It's expensive. And then furthermore, gold is expensive. And God wants us to have the gold. And I say, Reb, you lying. I'm going to take you on a little journey. It ain't be long. When Israel was in slavery in Egypt, when Israel was in slavery in Egypt, God say, Moses, tell Israel, go borrow watches, rain, gold, right. Silver, right. Whatever they can borrow, everything you can borrow.
That's right.
I didn't know what God's mind was. I said, why are he asking the devil for something? I didn't know his purpose. Israel went and did it. And the king said, let's give it to him, y'all. Let's give it to him, because we're going to catch him in the desert between the mountain and the Red Sea, and we're going to kill them all out.
Yes,
watch him, man. Watch me now. Then he said, go. They wouldn't listen to him. The death angel starts running around. Said, let him go. His son got died. Let him go now. Let them people go. Let them win. Got him out there. I met Pharaoh and his army. I didn't really just smile. They got him. Big old Red Sea, mountains on both sides. He said, we got them. We're going to get all our money back, our watches back, our gold back, our silver back. We're going to get all that stuff back from them. They thought they were slick, but we got them. Then when they cross the Red Sea, I heard God tell Moses' servant, my servant. They went back to Moses and said, you should have left us in Egypt and let us die a decent death. Now we're going to get out here and be killed like that. God told Moses, come here, son. What's that in your hand? That's that rod that I had in Egypt where they throwed them snakes down on the ground. I just dropped my snake, walking stick, and it ate all the serpents up. In man eye, that's impossible. Because you got a long time. When you eat one snake, you got a long time to go before you can digest anything else. But he ate all of them up. He's showing off, ain't he? God is a show off, but not you. So look what he said. Look what he said here. When they crossed, they say, Moses, yes, sir. Tell them, those people you see now, you'll never see them no more. You'll never see them no more. Who worthy today to carry this word? Who worthy to carry this word? Now watch this. And he said, Moses, stretch it out. Now, God is out to east according to Habakkuk. He's out to east. A east wind, that was God, y'all. I just don't want to go in history and seminary right now. But that was God. Blew up on the water and the walls formed. Watch this. I ain't going to talk too loud, I might scare you. When they crossed over, the Bible says the women, and I tell y'all that all the time, we got to get back to the tradition of holiness, I mean. The women had to get a wash basin. And all the men, some of them had toe jam on, brother. And all the men, they put their feet out, and the women washed their feet and dried them. They was happy to do it, too. I don't see no volunteers here. I'll wash your feet. I don't see none. And that's God. That was of God. That wasn't of man. That was of God. He told them. Let's go on before y'all hurt me. And he said, and they sung a new song. Saying, now watch this. Thou art worthy to take the book. Now this is what all of them, the 420 elders and the four beasts, thou word to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and every tongue and every people and every nation. Church, you send me, I can tell anybody, I don't fear the stuff on earth no more. I found out I was a king and not a dog. I'm a king. I'm of the royalty of God, royal priesthood. I am holy according to the word of God. They said he's saying, say, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. Like you slain. And now you've been redeemed. You redeemed us back. You brought us back to the Father because we had separated ourselves from the Father. And then all the prophets came to you, came and tried to get you straight and tried to beg to help me and bring me back. None of them could do it. Wasn't nobody able. That's why I say, who were they? Who were they to reconcile us back to the Father? The priests, the prophets, the evangelists, it had thousands of them. But they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They had faults and failures. But you just heard me say it. There come a little slain lamb. Wasn't good to look upon. Am I right? He wasn't good to look upon. Everybody turned their face from him as something was wrong with him. And he was perfect. Yeah, can I tell you what he did? He had never sinned in his life. Had never done no wrong in his entire life. But this is what he did. And I thank him today. Thank you, Jesus. He took the sin of the entire world, ate them up, was tortured with sin. And then what John 3:16 say? Somebody say it right quick. He gave his only son, huh? Who believe in him? And he said, you want what? But you're going to have what? Everlasting life. That's him saying that. That wasn't me. I'm reading behind him. He said here, look here, every nation, every people. That's why I say this all the time, my brother. You young, I love you. Look, I don't care what the denomination call. If you acknowledge Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, you seal until the day of redemption. I don't care what you call. I see churches go around here talking about other religions and all that. Something wrong with their head. They ain't got sense enough to know that if I accept Christ as Lord and Savior, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer in Christ Jesus. And Satan can't take me from God. He ain't strong enough. God made him. So then, we're almost through. And has made us unto our kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. And I got to go to this, y'all, because it's verification. Lord Jesus. Y'all ever read Ephesians? The book of Ephesians. Y'all ever read that? God talks to Ephesians by some preachers and stuff, don't he? I'm just going to show you what he say about these preachers here. This is what he say. And say the 11th verse. No, let's go to the 10th verse. Say, he that descendeth is the same also that ascended up for, that's Jesus, above all what? Heaven. That he might what? Fill all things. In other words, everything he was commissioned to do, he did it. And then after he did everything he could, watch what the Lord said. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Yes, for what reason, Smith? You talk all that big talk. Why did he do that? Watch it. Look what it says. For the perfection of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, and finalized till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You ain't going nowhere. I can't help it. That's the word. That's the word. And if he sent me to preach, what am I going to preach other stuff for? He ain't going to bag me up. They say, Dr. So-and-so say this, and let him talk all he want. I ain't thinking about him. See this book here, church? This is the roadmap to heaven. Right here, this is the roadmap to heaven. Ain't no other book going to get you to heaven. This is the only one going to get you to heaven. All of us gonna in here are going to be judged by, say, what's written in this book, huh? What's written in this book, we're going to judge by what's written in this book. You like it or not, you're going to be judged by it. In the beginning was what? The word. Word was what? With God. And the word what? Well, that's it right here. God help us. Help us, Lord. We're almost stop fussing. Look what he said. Look what he said here. Lord Jesus, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain and received power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Good God Almighty, amen. That finalizes everything. That finalizes everything. Look, it says here, every creature. Watch this. I was reading earlier about the eagle. No, it say about the eagle, about the calf, about the lion. Lion means full strength. Okay, calf means humble, meek-spirited thing. Okay, then the face of a man. That means mankind. All humans alive. And I say, Lord, have mercy. Look what God telling us who we are, and we going somewhere else. Why is that? We're supposed to be intelligent people. Academically, we might be intelligent. But why can't we see the spiritual thing? Because if just in case you don't know who you are, every time when you get born of God, you're a spiritual being. The Bible tells us to pray in spirit. Don't ever stop praying. You need something from God, meet it in your heart. And he'll direct your path. I promise you that he'll direct your path. When you're down, he can't stand you to be down. That man will pick you up. When you don't know what to say, he'd tell the father, reach over there and tell the father, this is what Benjamin's saying. You think God going to tell the father, Reverend Benjamin? No. My servant Benjamin. That's what he's going to say. My servant Benjamin. This is what he's saying. And Jesus, we ain't got to say nothing. When we close our eyes, all our talking is over with. Y'all didn't know that, did you? It's done. All the talking, when we close our eyes and be raptured out of here, all we had to say is done. You ain't going to never say nothing no more. Now, Satan did one time try to run heaven, didn't he? Uh-oh, Linnea. You messy. Satan tried to run heaven. He tried. God didn't use Gabriel. He called Micah, the war angel. See, Micah, I'm having trouble with that fellow over there. Say, get him out of here. Of course, he going to give a little resistance, right? And I didn't see Muhammad Ali wasn't born yet. Ali wasn't born yet. George Foreman wasn't born yet. Joe Lewis wasn't born yet, y'all. And I heard the scripture say when Micah tagged him, John said it right here in Revelation. John said when Micah hit him, he said he saw lightning flashing. Now, come on, let's be common sense. John said, I seen lightning flash. This is the same man we're talking about right here. He said, I seen lightning flashing. He hit him hard, y'all. A black man looked like a light? God help me, Jesus. He must have had a good lick on him. So be it, according to the will of God. See, and the four beasts said unto him, amen. 420 elders. Now, that's what we got to do, y'all. Fell down and worship him that liveth forever and ever. That's all we got to do, y'all. Just worship and praise God. Worship and praise God and treat all of us the same. You don't have no respect to no people. That's one thing I ain't guilty of. There's a lot of things on earth I might have been guilty of, but I ain't guilty of no respect to a person. I promise you that. I see you as one person, my brother and my sister. That's it. As far as I'm going, I'll help you all I can, but putting your preference on you, no. I want to be like Christ. That's why I do that. I want to be just like Jesus. Jesus said, I have no respect of person. No respect of person. We don't need that, respect of person, because on my job, and I'm through, You can start playing, basically. Look, on my job, you know what they did? They was hiring all the official children. Now, it takes something to do this. I told y'all I was bone crazy, I guess. And everybody putting all the official children on the job, hiring them. And so I walked up to the man himself. And I said, sir, ain't nothing but your people coming out here. You hiring all your people. I said, that ain't right. Other people got to work. He looked at me like I was crazy. I said, hire other people. So I sent it to the big, I sent it all the way to the top. And what the railroad did, and I thank God for that. I had a let's say so in anything. They contract the job out and use a private contractor to do the hiring. So nobody will be able to come in and put all these people in there. Today's children, they got another thing going on now. And don't y'all jump on me. Protect me, sir. In Washington, D.C., today they're trying to get everything where I don't care how many votes you get, the Republican Party still run the show. See, I'm real. I ain't no front. If I can't talk about dogs and mule tails and all that, I ain't worth living. As long as I don't lie on them. Trying to get it where I don't care who win, they put in who they want. That's pitiful. Somebody here today, you don't have to understand me, but just read the book. And that man right here, on him, over there by the door, if you see him out of line, take the book to him and show it to him, and I'm authorizing him to call a meeting. And with the whole congregation, deacons can't do it by themselves. Deacons can't do nothing with no preacher. The whole congregation, if I'm out of line, bring the book now, because I'm going to make you prove it in the book when you come at me. And show where I was out of order. If I'm out of order, I'm going to go sit on that last bench back there and smile with Geneva back there and worship the Lord. No fuss, no argument, no mind what I think, none of that stuff. Because I want to be just like Jesus. That's the reason I do what I do. I want to be just like Jesus. I don't want to be condemned. It hurts me to be condemned. Seems like I'm not even human when I get condemned. So if you're tired of being condemned like I was, if I were you today, if I was you today, God help me. I look to the hill.
I shall wear a
crown. What's come out here?
Oh, Lord.
I shall wear a crown.
Yeah, Lord.
When it's all over.
Yeah, Lord.
Doors are open. Faith, let a candidate for baptism.
I shall wear a crown.
Will there be one? Whosoever will, let him or her come. Jesus said that he will in no wise cast us out.
Yeah, Lord.
When it's all over.
Certainly, we thank God for his word on today. We thank each of you. Ushers, if we might bring now the tithe and the offering, and if there's anyone that has not had the opportunity as of yet to contribute in either tithe and or offering, please raise your hand so someone can assist you. Also, I don't see KK, but KK has reminded me in weeks gone by to just be mindful. Let's remember that now ever since COVID, the tithe and the offering box is in the rear of the sanctuary. So let us just be mindful of that going forward.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Say you need it.
Don't you know
you can have it today? praise God, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today to call on the highest power of the universe to bring peace and prosperity upon his people. The God that we serve is a deliverer and a strong tower. He is a God of stability, a God of substance, a God of authority, and a God who can solve all of our issues. So today, establish your people with deliverance. Deliverance from the unemployment line. Deliverance from food stamps and welfare. Deliverance from the inner city housing and project living. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from social injustice. Deliverance from drive-by shootings. Deliverance from illiteracy and homelessness. Deliverance from racism and bigotry. Deliverance from hatred and violence. Deliverance from the doom of demonism. Deliverance from sin and seduction. Deliverance from helplessness and despair. Authenticate us with the principles of your power so that we can dwell in your power today.
You say you really need it. You can have it today.
Have deliverance
right now.
If you're sick,
you can have deliverance.
Oh,
right now.
If you've got a habit,
right now.
You can have deliverance.
I am excited to introduce to you Deliverance Today Ministries. Our world is full of trouble, and we have reached a point where it is time to bring to the people of God the truth of God. We are headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana, and are connected to churches worldwide. Each week, we desire to come into your life with a message of deliverance that will prepare you for heaven. We invite you to join our prayer line and Zoom into a closer walk with God every morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have health professionals, spiritual counselors, and Christian aid workers in Louisiana and Texas, and will also extend our resources to help you with social, spiritual, financial, and mental needs wherever you are.
Speak to my